to the rescue. Good morning, Woboland. Back in business with Blake Slee, powered by Bradley Golf Diamonds, continues this morning with a spotlight on Umi. Now, get this. They helped feed over 20,000 people during the lockdown. Wait until you hear how they made it happen. To tell us more, we turn to Rachel Loveless, Marketing and Events Coordinator. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you're here. I can't wait for you to kind of share your full story, but let's just start here. How have things been at Umi for the last, you know, year and a half while dealing with this pandemic?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we have certainly had our share of challenges, like so many in the community can relate to, but also we feel like we just have such grateful hearts for our community that has supported us so consistently, just with dining and takeout and gift cards and donations and just support in general, signing up for sushi rolling classes or booking parties with us. So, I mean, it has been challenging, but we're making it through. Just so thankful for our community and our customers.
Sushi rolling classes. I had no idea you guys offered that. That's good. That's good to know. You mentioned you had some challenges. Am I correct in assuming they're challenges like supply chain issues or worker shortages? Has it been any issues like that?
Oh, absolutely. We face supply chain issues every single week. Sometimes it's odd what won't get delivered to us when we will order and our inventory won't arrive. And It's not even the same things. It would almost be easier if we knew, okay, you know, sake is hard to get or our scallops aren't going to come in. It's just every week is a surprise. And so that has been a challenge to work through and just, you know, hoping our guests know that that's something a little bit beyond our control. It's no lack of planning on our end, just, lack of, you know, being aware of what is needed.
Sure.
As far as amounts, it's just what comes into us that week. So that has been a challenge. Certainly worker shortages, although we have hired several new staff members that we could not love more. So we feel
great.
Very blessed in that department. Yeah.
You know, while doing this whole series, Rachel, I've had so many folks reach out to me and say, Kayla, you've got to reach out to Rachel at Umi because, and people all over the place have heard about this, you guys helped feed 20,000 people during lockdown, which that number is just staggering to me. How did Umi manage to give out free food while still trying to stay afloat at the exact same time?
Well, thank you so much for that. And, you know, it started with our majority owner, Brian Bauer, and his family. It was just deep on his heart to help during that time. And so he sat down with us as management and said, you know, no matter what it takes, and even if it's personally sacrificial, I want to make sure that we're helping our community through this.
Wow.
And, and so some of that came just from his, I know the Bauer family directly. A lot of that came from the donations of, like I said, those in the community too that said, hey, I want to give X amount so you guys can use that to buy food and supplies needed to give out these meals. And then we remained open for takeout during that time in our evening hours. And so we used a really good portion of what we were getting to turn it right back around and supply those meals. So it was a huge blessing for all involved. I know we were like going home with tears in our eyes every day just because we felt so blessed. And it was just such an honor to be able to.
Rachel, it's stories like that I've just been so honored to do this series in the first place, because a lot of local businesses have shared stories like that. And I love hearing those, because those are the stories, unfortunately, folks don't hear a lot of times. You know, Hoosiers helping Hoosiers, I think it's just absolutely remarkable. You know, when it comes to someone who's maybe new in town, Rachel, maybe they've never heard of Umi, where is it located and what are you guys all about?
So it's located on Getz Road. It's next to Mitchell's is kind of a good marker as well, but it's a standalone on Getz Road, Getz and Jefferson, sort of on the southwest side of town. And we our tagline is sushi, steak, and seafood. We are known for our sushi and our specialty sushi rolls. It is world-class, top-notch, and I think anyone who's eaten there can back that up.
Yep.
It's however, we do offer a lot more than sushi, and we do offer a wide variety of Japanese fare. We have our rice and noodle dishes, some great soups and salads. But beyond that, we also offer things like sliders. We have beef and chicken sliders. We have steak and salmon and teriyaki chicken, pineapple chicken, all sorts of options. So there's really something for everyone.
Well, Rachel, from me to you on behalf of Bradley Golf Diamonds, thanks for stepping up during what was a really, really difficult time for a lot of folks. You know, like I said, it's Hoosiers helping Hoosiers. I think it's remarkable. And I hope the community continues to support you guys at UMI. And I can't wait to personally pop out there myself and get some more of that world famous sushi that you were talking about. It is some of the best I've ever had.
Oh, thank you so much.
That is Rachel Lovelace, Marketing and Events Coordinator at UMI Fort Wayne.
Podcasts by Federated Media.